It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 11th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is discomfort, spelled D-I-S-C-O-M-F-I-T. Discomfort is a verb. To discomfort someone is to make them confused or upset. Discomfort is a formal synonym of the also formal but slightly less so word disconcert. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Nation. Bosley Crowther, chief film critic for The New York Times, didn't quite know what to make of Dr. Strangelove at the time of its release in January 1964. What exactly was Kubrick's point? I want to know what this picture proves. We may find it odd for an influential critic to expect a movie to prove anything. Kubrick's aim was manifestly not to prove, but to subvert and discomfort. Disconcerted by discomfort and discomfort? While the two look similar and share some semantic territory, they're etymologically unrelated words. Unlike discomfort, discomfort has no connection to the word comfort, which comes ultimately from the Latin adjective fortis, meaning strong. Instead, discomfort was borrowed from Anglo-French in the 13th century with the meaning to defeat in battle. Within a couple centuries, discomfort had expanded beyond the battlefield to mean to thwart, a meaning that eventually softened into the now common to disconcert or confuse use, one quite close to the uneasiness and annoyance communicated by the word discomfort. For a time, usage commentators were keen to keep a greater distance between discomfort and discomfort. They recommended that discomfort be limited to its original to defeat meaning, but they've largely given up now, and the disconcert or confuse meaning is fully established. There is one major difference between discomfort and discomfort, though. Discomfort is used almost exclusively as a verb, while discomfort is much more commonly used as a noun than a verb. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.